I'm Jay Allison. Up next, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about a local tree producing edible nuts.
Richard Bailey is a pretty serious amateur forager. Every few months, he calls to tell me about a new wild food. One time, he called me about a black walnut tree growing down the street from his house in Wellfleet.
This tree is less than a foot in diameter, so I think this is a young tree.
We're standing in the yard of a Wellfleet summer cottage, where Richard Bailey estimates the owner, Steve Daniels, planted this tree about 50 years ago.
I don't know if you remember your 8th grade science class, but these are what they call compound pinnate leaves. The leaves are, they have the venation of a feather. They have a central vein and then parallel ones going off from it, maybe like a beech tree. But they're on fronds of, I can't see how many, maybe 6 or 7 to a side, and then a central one. So that's one way to recognize them.
They look kind of like locusts.
Yeah, they look a lot like the locusts, particularly the ones we have here.
Black walnuts are actually in the hickory family. They grow best in sandy, well-drained soil, like what we have on the Cape. Their natural range extends from western Vermont and Massachusetts, all the way west to southern Ontario, down to central Texas, and then east into Georgia and up the coast. They're not native to the Cape, but the tree Daniels planted is doing well.
So these are black walnuts off the tree. Very citric smell, I find. The shell casings inside these husks are really thick, much thicker than a California walnut.
What's the process like for getting them open?
It's really challenging. I take a knife and put it in a bench vise and roll them over the knife to sort of score the crusty outer part, and I just peel it off with another knife. But that's the best I've come up with. I've read tales of people putting them in sacks and driving their cars over them.
The crusty outer part Bailey is talking about is the husk. While the black walnuts are on the tree, it's a smooth, green case, similar to the flesh that surrounds a chestnut. Once the nuts fall to the ground, the husks start to darken. And when you go to take them off, they ooze a dark black juice.
It definitely blackens your fingers, and black walnut stain is not a joke. It doesn't wash off. I once got some on my thumbnail, and I had to watch it until a thumbnail grew out. So if you open any of them, you'll want to wear rubber gloves.
Beneath the husk is the hard inner shell, the kind you see for sale in bags of mixed nuts that people get around the holidays to open with nutcrackers.
Once the nuts are out, I just let them dry. They seem to keep for a year or two. I think opening the nuts is the more challenging part, the shell part. I usually throw them in the oven at a low temperature, 350 maybe, for 15 or 20 minutes, and that seems to make the inner shell more brittle, so you can then smash it with a heavy hammer on a rock.
You get about a cup of nut meats for every 2 pounds of unshelled black walnuts. It's a lot of work, but Richard Bailey says the taste of black walnuts makes it worth it.
It's a crazy comparison, but it's sort of like the difference between chicken and a wild duck. I think black walnuts are just a little more flavorful than California walnuts, but they're very comparable.
Some people describe the flavor as strong, musty, and even smoky. My great-grandmother had a recipe for black walnut cake, and the other day I pulled it out and baked one for the first time. It was so good, different than I thought it would be. It was moist, sweet, and almost pungent. I put the recipe up on our website at capeandislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can learn more about planting black walnut trees and find out about where to buy wild American black walnuts online, all at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast. The Local Food Report is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Jay Allison. Thanks for listening.